Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Texas Rangers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Texas Rangers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark McLemore. Batting second. The center fielder, Roberto Kelly. Batting third. The left fielder, Rusty Greer. Batting fourth. The DH, Juan Gonzalez. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Will Clark. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ivan Rodriguez. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mike Sims. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Kevin Elster. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Fernando Tatis. Pitching for the Texas Rangers, Esteban Loiza. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second. The right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Coomer. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting eighth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dan Serafini. And now, play ball. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McLemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rusty Greer is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Greer hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gonzalez takes first base on ball four. Kelly moves to second. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rodriguez strikes out. One out. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Elster hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Tatis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ortiz hits a fly ball into right field. Sims settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Coomer strikes out. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Rodriguez and he is out, McLemore applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0 for 1 in the game. McLemore hits a fly ball into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Greer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Greer is 0 for 1 in the game. Greer hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive towards third. Tatis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mears hits a pop-up beyond first. Clark can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Mears moves to second. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Juan Gonzalez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez is 0 for 1 in the game. Rodriguez hits a line drive beyond first. Ortiz can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Clark moves to third. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Serafini fires to first and picks off Rodriguez. Two outs. Mike Sims batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sims is 0 for 1 in the game. Sims hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a pop-up into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Coomer is 0 for 1 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Ortiz moves to second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cordova is 0-for-1 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Rangers will come to bat. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Elster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tatis is 0-for-1 in the game. Tatis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Tatis reaches second base with a double. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 0-for-2 in the game. McLemore strikes out. 2 outs. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tatis moves to third. Rusty Greer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Greer is 0-for-2 in the game. Greer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tatis scores. Kelly moves to second. It's 1-0, Rangers. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Rangers 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Loiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Mears moves to second. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lawton is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawton hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Kelly who is chasing the ball. Lawton reaches third base with a triple. Mears scores. It's Rangers, 1, Twins, 1. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Molitor is 0-for-2 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lawton scores. It's 2-1, Twins. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ortiz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ortiz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Rangers 1. The Rangers will come to bat. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. 2 outs. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sims is 0 for 2 in the game. Sims hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Rangers, 2, Twins, 2. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Elster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Elster strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Rangers 2, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coomer is 0 for 2 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sims. Walker reaches second base with a double. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 2 in the game. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 3-2, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Mears hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steinbach moves to third. Scott Bales now pitching. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbach scores. Mears moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Lawton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers 2. The Rangers will come to bat. Mike Trombley now pitching. Fernando Tatis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tatis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tatis hits a pop-up towards short. Mears settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McLemore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McLemore is 0 for 3 in the game. McLemore hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kelly is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Coomer fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Greer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Greer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Greer hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Greer reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Twins. Juan Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Gonzalez hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Rangers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Crabtree now pitching. Paul Molitor batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Ortiz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Molitor moves to second. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer is 0 for 3 in the game. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elster fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Molitor moves to third. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker is walked intentionally. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Rodriguez to McLemore and they have Walker trapped. The throw over to Clark, who applies the tag for the out. Molitor scores. It's 5-3, Twins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Denny Hocking now playing second base. Will Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hocking scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivan Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rodriguez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rodriguez takes first base on ball 4. Mike Sims is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sims is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Sims strikes out. 2 outs. Kevin Elster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Elster hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Mears fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordova is 0 for 3 in the game. Cordova strikes out. 1 out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McLemore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mears is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tatis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Rangers 3. The Rangers will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Luis Alicia pinch hits for Fernando Tatis. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alicia strikes out. 1 out. Mark McLemore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McLemore is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McLemore takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kelly is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Kelly strikes out. 2 outs. Rusty Greer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Greer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 5, and Texas Rangers, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.